Sairam, I'm sorry, I won't take much time. There's a small presentation by the youth of Region 4 and Region 10. We just put this together recently, a couple of days back. The main idea which popped up was we had a combined YA retreat at Oklahoma City. And one after the retreat, I mean, we were all like, you know, we wanted to do something. What can we do? Which service? What can we take up as a youth? So it just popped up, and like we thought, okay, Sai Vision Youth Mission. So let's just go. I just want so one of the Swami's quotes, and it just popped up. I want you to be leaders to protect the world. Leaders like lions, self-reliant, courageous, majestic, and just. Lion is the king of animals, and I want you to be the king among men. Leaders to protect the world. Are we really prepared to be leaders? I think we need to think about it. I mean, there were like beautiful talks today by Johnima and Kalasu. I mean, it was like, absolutely, I mean, I don't know how this thing came up. If Swami says we are all Swami, that is, we are all Satya Sai Baba, then why did he give this body? What is the purpose of this body? Swami says it. Paropakarartham idam shariram. This body is given only to serve others. And he says, and he continues like, what is service? Love must be manifested as service or seva. Seva must take the form of food for the hungry, solace for the forlorn, consolation for the sick and the suffering. Next. So where does the youth come into picture? So again, Swami says, you know, the age span, 16 to 35 is crucial, for that is the period when life adds sweetness to itself, when talents, skills, and attitudes are accumulated, sublimated, and sanctified. So what is the main purpose of youth? Youth can transform youth. I mean, it's always, everyone says, even Swami has said, youth can transform youth. We can make a difference in a community. Youth can make a difference in a community. But how? How can we make? Let's look at Swami himself. I mean, when Swami says, what has he done for us? Swami's service to us, hospitals, water project, university. It just goes on and on and on. And it's not just, it's every individual growth of spiritual Swami. Swami is there. It's everything is Swami. Swami has done everything to us. In the past, Swami says, like, my life is my message. Now Swami says, it's your life is my message. What does he mean by that? He has shown us the path. He has built hospitals. He has built university. He has built everything. He has shown us the path, but we need to follow it. So how do we do it? Are we capable? Yes, I'm sure. In the past, America, the youth of America, during the hurricanes Katrina and Rita, I think we all got together from north to south, east to west, everywhere. They just came down and they did, I mean, it was the first time in the history of USI youth that there was a relief activity for a hurricane or any other disaster. So, I mean, it was unbelievable when the youth from all over the country just turned up and did their best part with complete love to Swami, complete love. I mean, we didn't take anything. There were like more than 100 youths who participated, giving everything for Swami, nothing taking for themselves. It was all for Swami. But why only during the crisis? Why can't we do it every day? Can we do it? Yes. What are the steps we need to take? I'm sure the steps are not going to be so colorful like this. It's going to be a lot of hardships. But what are the problems that we need to face? I mean, like, let us identify the problems. There are steps involved. The first step is like identifying the problems. Teenage pregnancies, education and human values for teenagers, high school dropout rates, and drugs. I think I need more help. I mean, this is basically a presentation for people to just see what we can do. I mean, we need inputs. It's not that these are the only things. There are a million other things in this country that we can as a youth change. I want change. I mean, there's a subtle difference between change and difference. We can make a difference in a community. We don't need to change the community. We can make a difference in a community. So that's what we need to look for. This step two, it's the project plan. The first thing is sustained motivation. I mean, after the retreat, all of us have this like huge motivation. Okay, we need to grow spiritually. We need to do service. We need to do this, that. But just subsides. I mean, I should not be the one who should say this because then even I lose the motivation after a while. But how do we sustain it? The only thing is group. We need to look forward to one another. That's when we need to motivate each other. That's when we need to grow, and that's when we sustain motivation. Next is knowledge. Knowledge about the problem we're going to take it up. What is it in this country? I mean, how well we know that. And third one is the resources we have, how to add the resources. Next, the timelines, which is very important, because we do a presentation, we just lose it at some point of time. We need to make sure, if we take up a project, okay, down the lane 2 years or 3 years, we need to eradicate this problem, or we need to make a difference in this community at this problem. We need to set us time so that we need to work towards it. The fifth one is logistics. Of course, without logistics, we can't do. I mean, even a simple thing, we need logistics. And the last one is legal issues, which is very important in this country. You just can't go ahead and do something as this big a thing, you know, a teenage pregnancy rates and drugs. I mean, these are not like common problems. These are legal issues in these countries. We can't just go ahead. Since we represent Sai, that's what Swami says. We are Sai, so we represent him, this body. So we need to make sure we don't make his name bad, or we need to prove who we are, you know, if we say we are Sai Youth. Third one, the implementation. First thing is leadership. I mean, that's a very good point. I mean, I think leadership, Swami has stressed off late, and even all the youth activities and study circles, they've been taking up in leadership. Basically, a lot of things have been going around, I think, which is important. There should be a leadership, because there should be a strong person or a group of people who are like, you know, motivated and just carries on with things so that people can follow. The second one, we need to think small first, because yes, Swami has the capability of changing this world, but we don't need to step. We need to start small. Start small, then initiate a national level project, then a world level spread. That should be our aim. He has taught us to fish. We need to go fishing. I don't know how many people, including everyone. No, he's done everything to us. I mean, he's shown us what to do. It's our duty to go ahead and do what he wants us to. It was a beautiful thing when Janima was telling about this, you know, walking through the cliff. I mean, there was I think in the Zen, there's this beautiful thing when the guru pushes the disciple to the edge of the cliff and asks him to go further. And the disciple walks forward, and when he jumps out of the cliff, he won't realize if he has faith, he can fly. I mean, you know, when these people there who are doing this, I mean, it's basically a thrill thing going on. If they believe in that rope, that it's going to save their life, I'm sure he's much better than the rope, Swami. This is a very powerful picture. I don't know from where. I mean, just got it. Look beyond the impossible to make it possible. I mean, Swami says, look beyond me. He is such an incomprehensible person, a being he is. When he says, look beyond him, we are just, I mean, these are the materialistic things he has created in this world. Let us look beyond the impossible. When we see impossible, it's just too materialistic. Let's look beyond it and make it possible. That's the thing, that's the spirit we need to have as a youth if we want to make a difference in a community. If we don't do it, then who else will? We have realized Swami. Swami has been there with us for so long. There's so many people around here who knew about Swami. Swami has created a change in every person. We know who Swami is. If we don't do it, then who else will? All these things, let us humbly offer everything, everything, whatever we do. It's nothing for us. It's at the lotus feet of Swami. If Swami makes us, we need to give everything to Swami. Nothing for us, personally. And actually, the thing is, this is supposed to be a different presentation. Dr. Sanyanand said, like, it's going to be a WYC info. I had to update this. Okay, there's going to be a World Youth Conference in Puttaparthi from July 26th to 29th during the Guru Purnima time. I think the dates are not finalized yet. But we have all the information in SaiYAUSA.net. Please correct me if I'm wrong. So SaiYAUSA.net, you can go and you have all the information. If you want to register, and I think everyone, please register for the, even if you don't go for the youth conference, please do register, because we might be having a database of everyone, the skills and other other things. So if you want to register for the World Youth Conference, please go to www.saiconference.net. So that's it, Sairam. No, irrespective of the age, it really doesn't matter. If you want, you can register. You can register, absolutely. No, it's okay. You can't go as a youth, but it's nothing harm in registering, because you have all the skill sets and everything. No, this is, that is different. This is registration, that's it. Sairam, thank you.
Sairam. So the youth part belongs not to the age of the body, but the feeling in the heart. Okay. So anyway, Swami's immense grace and love has allowed his forms, Sai forms, to be here. And we have two young adults, Sai Subramaniam and Srikant Vaidyanathan, who have traveled all the way from Tampa, Florida to here, and Boston, Massachusetts to come here, Little Rock.